Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado...
Sponsorship of this program was provided in part by...
Cabin Fever Days in Creed is a collaborative effort of the Creed Community Foundation, the Quiller Gallery, the Creed Repertory Theater, and the Creed and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce.
The Creed Community Foundation was originally formed in 2013 to assist businesses in the Creed area as a result of the West Fork Complex fire. They have a mission to bring economic stability, development, and opportunity to the Creed and Mineral County community. Community helping community is their motto. More information is available on their website, creedcommunityfoundation.org.
The Quiller Gallery was established in 1970 by Stephen Quiller, a painter who has lived and worked in the southern Colorado mountains for over 30 years. Stephen is most known for his use of color, color theory, and his approach to water media painting. He has written many books and produced numerous DVDs pertaining to these subjects, and has a number of top quality art materials that he endorses. Artists worldwide use Stephen's products and books, and his work is now collected internationally. More information is available on their website, quillergallery.com.
Founded in 1966, the Creed Repertory Theater is a professional theater company and produces big city quality productions in their spectacular location from May through September. Serving as a cultural home for artists, residents, and visitors of the West, Creed Repertory Theater creates a diverse season of plays, new works, and dynamic education programs. More information is available on their website at creedrep.org.
The Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center, located at 904 South Main Street, is also home of the Chamber of Commerce for Creed. It is your connection to vacations, recreation, attractions, real estate, lodging, and the arts in Southern Colorado. A wealth of information on businesses, recreation, events, and history of this town are available on their website, creed.com. Cabin fever? Seriously? Isn't that just an old wives' tale? Actually, no, it isn't. Wiki defines cabin fever as an idiomatic term for a claustrophobic reaction that takes place when a person or group ends up in an isolated or solitary location, or stuck indoors, in confined quarters, for an extended period of time. Cabin fever describes the extreme irritability and restlessness a person may feel in these limiting situations. Cabin fever is also associated with boredom from being indoors for a lengthy amount of time. Symptoms can include, but are not limited to, intense irritability, restlessness, lethargy, sadness or depression, trouble concentrating, lack of patience, food cravings, decreased motivation, social isolation, difficulty waking, frequent napping, hopelessness, change in weight, or inability to cope with stress. So, what can you do about it? Well, mental health experts recommend such things as maintaining your normal eating patterns, setting goals and achieving them, using your brain on such things as crossword puzzles, and of course, getting out of the house when possible. If the last one appeals to you, then get to Creed over President's Day weekend. I know what you're thinking. Really? Creed? How in the world will that help? The answer? Cabin fever days. And the reason we went back up to Creed on a sub-zero morning in late January. Let's get to that interview with some really interesting locals to find out more.
I'm Adam, and we've made the trip back up to Creed to find out all about cabin fever days. We have a whole host of people who've joined us to talk about this. Stephen Quiller, who's a painter, owner of Quiller Gallery, and you've lived in Creed for 50 years.
Close to 50 years.
That is awesome. Allison Quiller joining us. Allison, you're a filmmaker?
Yes.
Wonderful. Jessica Jackson, Artistic Director at the Creed Repertory Theater.
Hello.
And Jenna Jernigan, Marketing and Communications Director, also for the Creed Repertory Theater. I want to thank you all for joining us. The town of Creed hosts what is called a Wild Weekend of Eccentric Mountain Fun. Events are including night skating, bonfires, curling competition, and a whole lot more. So let's find out about it. How did Cabin Fever Days get started in the first place?
Cabin Fever Days actually started in the 70s, and George Emile was owning San Juan Sports and had a lot of outdoor activities, you know, cross-country skiing and ice skating and so on. That went on for a number of years, and probably about 10, 12 years ago that faded out. And was it 2012 or 13 when we had the big fire?
That was 2013.
2013. There was a major fire here in the Creed area. The Creed Community Foundation was formed. And we decided we needed to put on an activity that would help and support the local businesses in town. A lot of people had really struggled that summer. And so that foundation formed and decided to put on another event and called it Cabin Fever Days again. And that's what's been running ever since. Now, that first one was really an exciting event. I'm a painter, and I did probably 60 paintings of the Creed fires and the aftermath of the fire. There was just all kinds of support and people from the valley that came up and really supported our community, and it really helped the local businesses. So it's grown ever since. The theater is a major part of it. This year we're not going to have as many outdoor activities, actually, and we find that a lot of the ice skating ponds and the ice sculptures are melting in mid-February. So we're focusing more on indoor events.
You mentioned the Creed Community Foundation. They're behind this event again this year?
Yes, the Creed Community Foundation is partnering with the Creed Chamber of Commerce and lots of other organizations in town. Yeah, and their whole mission really is centered around creating a sustainable environment for economic opportunity in Creed. And one of the strengths of this town is that we have so many incredible artists and incredible arts organizations in the same place that we have incredible recreational opportunities. Cabin Fever Days is a really good fit for us, especially in February. And contrary to popular belief, Creed is not inaccessible in February. It is actually quite easy to get here on Highway 149. It's usually pretty beautiful in February. It's a great time to do some backcountry skiing, to take a hike, then go see some improv shows, see Allie's documentary, go to the galleries. I think one of the strengths of the town of Creed is that we are so eccentric. We're a very strange town, and this is a very eccentric festival. We also have such a great kind of coming together here of really incredible artists and arts organizations, but also recreation as well. So in one day here, you could see some beautiful Quiller paintings, go see an incredible improv comedy show, and do backcountry skiing, only in Creed.
Improv comedy, what's that all about?
Oh, well, I could go on forever about this. Creed Repertory Theater has a resident improv troupe called Boomtown Improv Comedy, and we've been around for 13 years. I'd like to think we have a little bit of a cult following now, and it's really fun. It's Chicago-style long-form improv, so it's not like Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's got much crazier characters and stranger stories and more surprises in it. Plus, we also improvise our own songs. So occasionally a scene will become a musical at the last minute, and we'll be surprised, but we'll go with it, and we'll sing some really fancy lyrics.
So you kind of make everything up as you go.
Exactly. We make everything up on the spot.
How do you make up a show on the spot?
Well, I think rehearsing improv is a little like practicing for a sport, because you never know in a soccer game or a baseball game what the play is actually going to be. You can't plan it out. You can't script it like you do regular theater, but you can practice skills that are going to make the game go well. And so that's what we do. We practice the skills of creating really funny characters and creating exciting and funny stories. Of course, we don't know what those stories or what those characters are going to be when the show arrives, though.
Oh my, is it terrifying to do?
It is a little terrifying to do, but in the best possible way. You know, I recruit the improv comedians from the CRT Acting Company, and there are always two kinds of actors. Some I'll go to and say, hey, would you be interested in learning to do improv comedy? And some would say, yes, I've been dreaming about this. I'm so glad you asked. And then the other half will say, that makes me want to vomit.
Oh.
You either thrive off of it or it terrifies you.
Oh, my goodness. Allison, can you tell us about this, the film, The Kid Show?
On Saturday afternoon, my new documentary, Kid Show, is going to be shown. I had the amazing opportunity this summer to partner with the Creed Repertory Theater and their education program to do a documentary about their kids show program, which is a program in which kids are given the opportunity to produce a original play along with professional mentors in the theater. This program was founded 16 years ago, and it actually was founded because a group of kids, myself included, when I was about 11 or 12, were really, really hungry to be a part of the theater and be involved in the arts. even though there is this amazing professional theater here, there wasn't much opportunity for children to be a part of it. A woman named Renee Prince started this program. It has been going strong and growing ever since. It's a program that really shaped me and who I am and really got me interested in the collaborative arts and really is a big reason why I became a filmmaker. This summer, I came back and filmed the kids who were producing a play in its 16th season. And the film both follows the history of the program and also the process of the current kids producing this play.
Can you tell us about the film class that you taught in high school last fall and about the film they produced?
Yes. On Sunday, we will be showing a film that I was able to produce with the Creed High School students. I came in this fall with the Creed High School's art teacher, Alicia Hess, who is just absolutely amazing. And my idea for this class was to take Creed High School students through the entire process of making a film. So they had a script writing segment of it. We chose one of their scripts. Then each of the students were assigned a different role on set. So one of them was a sound designer. We had a cinematographer and some camera operators. And then we fully produced this film all the way to the end. And the kids just loved this process, and this year the film that they produced is an alien movie entitled The Mines.
Oh my. Why do you think the programs like the Kids Show and other opportunities in the collaborative arts are really important for the young people here in Creed?
I grew up here in Creed, and for me growing up here, it was really important. Any little thing that could teach me was life-changing, and I can see that with the kids here today. It's not like a big city where, you know, you have a plethora of options of things to choose from. So I feel like in a small town especially, any opportunity that you can give to the kids is it's incredibly important. And I think that the collaborative arts especially is very important because, much like a sport, it teaches teamwork and really gives you real life skills that you can take into the rest of your life and the rest of the world that you otherwise wouldn't have been able to have.
So a local guitarist and owner of Big River Music, Courtney Lazier, also makes up music, and you guys make up the words. How do you improv on a song?
Improving songs is one of the hardest and most fun things I've ever done. What's great about Courtney is that he has a great sense for where a song should go. So when we're up there improvising, we have no idea when he's going to make us sing a song. And he'll just come in with some guitar progression, and we have to just go. And what's great about it is it's kind of made us think about how songs are put together. We'll start with a verse, and then we'll have another verse, and then we'll try really hard to find a chorus, something that everybody can latch onto. And so that's really kind of what we do, and really we just try to be true to what's going on in the scene and hopefully above all else make it funny.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Again, something recommended. You've got to come up and see this. How hard is it to get here to Creed in the wintertime? I mean, we had a beautiful drive up. Is it really difficult? Is that something that people should be concerned of, or is it still no biggie?
You know, we got to say that every year that we've had Cabin Fever Days, it has been beautiful up here. And last year we didn't have a lot of snow, but this year it looks like we're going to have real good snow if people wanted to ice skate and cross-country ski when they come up. The roads have been spectacular, just a beautiful drive. And when you're coming up here from the valley, you know, Alamosa, Monta Vista, Crestone, Del Norte, you are going to have this beautiful drive from South Fork to Creed. You know, the water will start to open up a little bit this time of year. You get beautiful raking sunlight, the mountain cliffs, and sometimes you'll run into bighorn sheep.
Those are my favorite. I love them.
And, of course, deer and elk. And then you come up to this magical town of Creed. And if you've not been here before, you just drive into the town and you come up Main Street, and it's just framed by these beautiful mountain cliffs. I've been here 50 years, and I get as excited today as I did back when I first discovered Creed.
Yeah, it really looks nothing like the rest of the valley, because we're kind of at the far end. And one of the things that I think is so great about it is, you know, we're part of the Silver Thread Scenic Byway, so it's just an absolutely gorgeous drive. But also, it's a completely doable weekend or day trip for anybody in the valley. It's affordable. Lodging during this time is affordable. There's really great activities for kids and adults. There's the opportunity to be outside if you want or inside if you want. There's great shopping. There's bands at the bars. There's stuff going on at the churches. So really, whatever you're looking for, you know, there's something you're going to be able to find here. And it's affordable, and it's a beautiful drive.
And there are restaurants open, and there is lodging available.
That's what I was going to ask. What about, you know, people want to come up and stay the night?
One of the best ways to find out about lodging is to go on the Creed Community Foundation page and look at the lodging guide, or also go to the creed.com, the Chamber of Commerce site. They also have a great lodging guide there, and there's also Airbnb.
Okay, and you mentioned this is a family-friendly weekend, so there's events and things for young people to do too.
My six-year-old will be partaking in many of those activities. Our really fun and kooky Parks and Rec department has this incredible facility that used to be the old high school's gym. And they've really done wonderful things with it. And all Saturday, the 16th, during the day, there's going to be kids' activities there. It's really cool. They have a bounce house. They have amazing things.
Okay. And what about Creed Talks on Sunday? What is that all about?
Well, you know, first of all, just in summing up Saturday, the gallery will open at 10 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, Allison's going to be showing her film at the Ruthie.
We have a Boomtown doubleheader, one at 5 p.m., one at 7 p.m., also in the Ruth.
And then the Sherry Waters Gallery is going to be having artists painting from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. They'll be painting a theme of Cabin Fever Days, so they'll be painting landscapes with cabins and so on. Many of the regional and local artists from the Valley, two that I can think of right now, David Montgomery and Chris Goser, will be here. They usually have four or five painters, and so it's kind of fun to walk around and see what they're doing.
I think it's really great if people can spend the night, because after the 7 o'clock show at the Ruth, you know, there's also just stuff going on at the bars, and there's going to be bands, and there's going to be music. So if you're not driving away, it might be great to hang out at the bars and hear some great music.
There you go. The Creed Talk Sunday. What is that all about?
Yeah, we've been doing this for 4 years or five, and it's turned into really a great event. And we do this at the Ruthie, the Creed Repertory Theater, new theater that's just really conducive for lectures and talks and films and so on. So this year, will be, I think, the Creed Community Foundation will sponsor a little luncheon at noon. You know, anyone that wants to eat or eat at a restaurant before, the actual talks will start at 12:30. If you get here at 12, I think you pay $10, and you can have food and then enjoy the talks. But if you have your own food or you eat somewhere else, you can come and the lectures are free. This year, we've got a real good lineup. Let's see, Rhonda Fole is a geologist that lives here, I'd say, at least half of the year. She and her husband come from Houston, Texas. Her husband is actually a Hall of Fame astronaut, and she is a very well-known and respected geologist that gives talks about our region and the area around here. And the talk that she wants to do this year is going to be on the Creed Plateau geology, and it's a talk that's going to cover the plate tectonics in the geological tour of the 9 national parks in the United States, and it will feature the Grand Canyon. So anyone interested in geology, I think, would really love that talk. It will be with a digital presentation. Jane McPherson will be running the digital part of it along with the CRT people. So that will go very, very well. Allison Quiller, as she just mentioned, is going to be giving, it's a short 10-minute film that the Creed High School is putting on. And that should draw a lot of the local people here, a lot of families and so on. Do you want to say any more about that, Allie?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see these kids and get the community to see the talent that all of their kids have and share their film with the community.
Yeah, I know that you'd mentioned that a lot of the kids were very, very excited, but one was a little reluctant to see herself up on the film, so you had to get the okay from her before it was put together, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, I can imagine if I was a teenager, I'd be very embarrassed to do that, but that's one thing that this area is so great at. Growing up with theater around here is people learn to express and feel good about themselves and put themselves out. I know when I was in college, I hated to get up and give a 3-minute speech. I think I've gotten over that at this point, but that's one thing this area is very, very good at. Then also, I'll be giving a talk that will probably be between 30 to 40 minutes. And it's going to be on composition for the artist. My daughter Allison here is a filmmaker, and we've put together a number of digital presentations that are shown all over the world, actually. One that I really wanted to focus on this year is composition. This is the arrangement of shapes on the picture plane for an artist, but it's not only for artists, I think it's for the general public. Anyone that's interested in going a little further, I'll be showing a lot of paintings by artists past and present, and talk about many of the different things that you think about when you're getting ready to do a painting. So I'd invite everyone and anyone to come to this talk, and so that should really be great. And we always end the program with this Creed Repertory Theater talking about their upcoming season, and Jessica and John D'Antonio will be in charge of that. But Jessica, do you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to try to do more than just my usual talk about the season. I want to kind of use it as an opportunity to give some insider information on casting and design and all the cool stuff we have going on before we open these shows.
You know, there are so many people in the Valley that support the theater and look forward to the season. And it will really whet your appetite for what's going to be coming this summer.
Jenna, we haven't heard from you. You are the Marketing and Communications Director for the Creed Repertory Theater. What does it entail?
So much. If you're listening as a Valley business, you've probably heard from me about buying an ad in our program or a trade for an ad in our program. And if you're interested, you can still contact me. You can find me on the CRT website. But it's also a lot of seeing where we can get people from the Valley to come and enjoy the theater in a way that is conducive for their needs. If you don't know, we have local days every summer. And so you can come see any of our shows on a special day for $10, which is $30 cheaper than it typically is. And so if you're interested in that, you can see it on our website. Or if you want a brochure, you can contact the theater. We also have them all around the Valley. And we really work hard to try to get the Valley to come to Creed because it is such a beautiful place that we want to share with everybody around there.
What's the hardest part about your job?
The internet in Creed can be very, very difficult to use. The internet is the one way that we try to get out to our surrounding areas, but also to our patrons that are around America, really. And so the most difficult part is trying to communicate in that way in this day and age when the internet is so vital. So as we get better internet, we can do a better job.
What is the most favorite thing that you do?
I love going to a full house and seeing the anticipation right before a show. The fun thing about theater, and also the really difficult thing about theater marketing, is how fleeting theater is. You see it once, and it never happens again the same way. It's the liveness that CRT's mission is founded on, is people coming and seeing the show and experiencing it with people they don't know sitting right next to them. So the most exciting thing is going to a full house, feeling that anticipation, and then sticking around for after the show and hearing everybody talk about how much they enjoyed it, seeing the actors shaking their hands in the greeting line, and just really having a wonderful community-driven and family-driven performance.
So one of the things that I think is so great about this Cabin Fever Days is that even though this is a really tiny, tiny town, this town has so much to offer. And this event really gives you a sampler of all of the incredible things that this town has to offer. There's only about 500 people here year-round, and so per capita, the fact that we have this amazing professional theater, we have all these arts, we have all of these activities, we have a great social scene. People think that coming to a tiny town like this, they wouldn't have that much to be able to do or to offer, and it's really, honestly, quite the opposite. When you find people who discover this place, they come back, you know? And I think that in the winter months here, for me, this is the best time here. And I think to share with people the beauty of the snow and the cold, and really this is where you get the true community aspect of what this town is all about.
This is basically a local event, local meaning the Valley. You know, in the summer, there are all these things, and we get people from all over the world that actually come to Creed, and we could have as many as 10 to 15,000 people in the area during summer, but this time of year, you know, it's just the Valley and it's us. The beauty of our area, the winter sports, the hiking, the history of the mining town. We didn't really mention, I don't think, that the Mining Museum, I'm sure, will be open, that you can go through and learn about the history and how the miners worked up here, and you can drive up the canyon and see all the old mines. that are such a vital part of the history of and why we're here. It's a great weekend that you can take in all of this. And it's just, I think it would enrich anyone that would come up to this area for the President's Day weekend.
Crete is a great place to get away and unplug, and it's right in your backyard, too.
Well, as you said, the internet's not so great sometimes, so maybe it is a good reason to come unplug.
Yeah, I think we should actually market ourselves that way.
Well, Stephen, Allison, Jessica, Jenna, I want to thank you all for taking time to talk to us about Cabin Fever Days here up in Crete, and certainly encourage everybody to come up and experience this.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Cabin Fever Days is President's Day weekend, February 16th and 17th, and is a great way to help rid anyone of the lingering cold of winter. With the promise of spring in the air, the days lengthen and temperatures begin to rise, locals of Crete come out of the woodwork to have some fun. People are invited to glide silently along the smooth ponds on skates, walk the town and enjoy an afternoon of sunshine and shopping, or take a walk among the towering canyon walls along Willow Creek as the ice melts, freeing the stream of its winter confines. It's a wonderful time to be outside and see the changing atmosphere while the world releases winter to its icy home, allowing spring to pop in around the edges. You can enjoy Kids Show, a documentary film debut by Allie Quiller, Main Street shopping specials, artist demos, and kids activities at the VCMUF at the old gym. After the festivities of the days, the nights are full of live entertainment. Find a local eatery in the picturesque downtown Crete, where local live entertainment is sure to lure in the fun. Sit back, relax with an ice-cold brew, and order up some fantastic food to add to the dazzling nightlife, or attend one of the two showings of Boomtown by the famous Crete Repertory Theater. There is something for everyone, young and old, on the streets of town. On Sunday, there is a free lecture and film series with Steve Quiller, short films by Crete high schoolers, and Rhonda Folt will give a talk on the geology of the Colorado Plateau, and Jess Jackson and John D'Antonio will talk about the Crete Rep Theater regarding their summer 2019 program and a sneak peek into how it all happens, followed by a question and answer period. For a complete list of events and times planned this weekend, go to Crete.com. That's Creede.com, and click on the Events tab to learn more. Or you can call the Crete Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. Cabin Fever Days, February 16th and 17th in beautiful, unique, and historic Crete, Colorado.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided in part by
Cabin Fever Days in Crete is a collaborative effort of the Crete Community Foundation, the Quiller Gallery, the Crete Repertory Theater, and the Crete and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce.
The Crete Community Foundation was originally formed in 2013 to assist businesses in the Crete area as a result of the West Fork Complex fire. They have a mission to bring economic stability, development, and opportunity to the Crete and Mineral County community. Community helping community is their motto. More information is available on their website, creedcommunityfoundation.org.
The Quiller Gallery was established in 1970 by Stephen Quiller, a painter who has lived and worked in the southern Colorado mountains for over 30 years. Stephen is most known for his use of color, color theory, and his approach to water media painting. He has written many books and produced numerous DVDs pertaining to these subjects, and has a number of top quality art materials that he endorses. Artists worldwide use Stephen's products and books, and his work is now collected internationally. More information is available on their website, QuillerGallery.com.
Founded in 1966, the Crete Repertory Theater is a professional theater company and produces big city quality productions in their spectacular location from May through September. Serving as a cultural home for artists, residents, and visitors of the West, Crete Repertory Theater creates a diverse season of plays, new works, and dynamic education programs. More information is available on their website at creederep.org.
The Crete and Mineral County Visitor Center, located at 904 South Main Street, is also home of the Chamber of Commerce for Crete. It is your connection to vacations, recreation, attractions, real estate, lodging, and the arts in Southern Colorado. A wealth of information on businesses, recreation, events, and history of this town are available on their website, creed.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.